You are tuned to 88.3 FM. My name is Leo Shoemaker here every Monday, 5:30 to 6, having a good time, talking to everybody about running, because this show will help people understand how to run, what drives people to run, and most importantly, how to be successful at it. I'm Leo, and today on the show, we're going to have Lindsay Joan from the Greater Bellingham Running Club talking about running, racing, having fun, and just getting involved, being part of the community. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Leo. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm so excited that you're here because you're a big part of the Greater Bellingham Running Club and Bellingham. Tell us how you got started running.
Well, thank you. Well, when I moved to Bellingham 10 years ago, at the end of 2013, I needed to find my people. And so I looked up running clubs in Bellingham, and I happened upon Greater Bellingham Running Club, GBRC, gbrc.net. And I saw they had some group runs going on, a track workout on Wednesdays, which particularly interested me. And so I joined up with the club and showed up at the track workout for my very first time. Met a bunch of really great people, and I've been going ever since.
So how did you get started running?
Well, I didn't care to run when I was a child. I used to do the Friday fun run in PE, forced. I didn't care for it. 2010, I was really stressed out, and my doctor suggested I try running for stress relief. And so I started running around the block, and then all of a sudden I was able to do more running. And here I am, 14 years later. Still running.
Isn't it amazing that running does so much for you? Does your mind feel better?
Very much more clear. I have more energy. I sleep better. I just feel really good all the time. It's just such a mood lifter. And it's social. It's so social. You know, you get out there and you run with all your friends, and it's, you know, you don't even realize an hour just went by. You've been talking and having such a fun time. You're out running with people.
Now, when you run, do you run 5Ks? 10K, 15, 20 marathons, 50 mile or 100 mile?
Well, I would say kind of regular running is challenging enough for me. I really prefer trail half marathons. That's kind of my favorite distance. And I've done a couple of 25Ks and a couple of 30Ks, but I've never been to the marathon distance. So I have not been beyond that 26.2 mark yet.
Well, 41K, isn't it? Something like that? 42K?
Yeah, something like that. I haven't been there yet. Maybe I will at some point. But right now, half marathon is my favorite distance.
And a half marathon is 13.1 miles. It's really a pleasure to do a half, but a marathon takes a lot of work to train for. So half is fine.
Yeah, half is a lot of fun. And it enables you to keep training, but you don't have to quite put the time and energy into fully training. It's more of a social training where you can go out running with people and really good time, you know, social. I keep saying it's social. For me, running is 90% social and 10% actual hard running.
Do you talk to everybody or does everybody talk to you when you're
running? Well, yeah. I'm the person that shows up at the track workout and talks the entire hour. So coach told me I'd get a better workout if I talked a little less and ran a little bit harder. So It was good. It was good advice. We get great advice when we go to the track workouts. They're fully coached Wednesday evening, and we run at Western. GBRC membership perk, fully coached track workouts. And we go all year. January through December, we're going to have our last track workout actually this Wednesday for the year.
That's amazing. You are listening to Running and Racing with Leo Shoemaker and Friends. And tonight, my friend is Lindsay Joan from the Greater Bellingham Running Club. She's a board member. Tell us about the Greater Bellingham Running Club.
Well, GBRC has been around since 1976. It started in the basement of Whatcom Middle School in November 1976, and some people got together and decided to start putting on races locally. You can read all about the origins of the GBRC in the GBRC newsletter, The Gazette, Volume 33, available on gbrc.net. The club has just been a huge part of my life since I moved to Bellingham 10 years ago. I would say just about everybody I know in town is from the club. Everybody, all my social connections really started with the running club and those Wednesday night track workouts, which turned into additional running groups and meeting new people, and there's a lot of crossover between the different running clubs in town. I highly encourage people to get involved and come out and run with us. You'll meet a whole bunch of new friends that you never knew that you even had.
Well, and the important thing is you're not just a member of the club, you're a board member. Why did you become a board member?
Well, Leo, when you show up to running events, you tend to get recruited into positions. And I was at the track workout one day in 2019, and a current board member invited me to come to a board meeting. And when one is invited to come to a board meeting, one attends, and you just are quiet and just kind of see what's going on. And all of a sudden, there was an invitation to join the board, and then all of a sudden, I was being voted in as a board member. So happy to continue serving my community as a board member. We meet once a month. A lot of great people putting on our running club races and social events and encouraging each other. And it's a great community to be a part of. Being a board member is a total honor. It's really, really fun to be involved and kind of being right in the middle of everything.
Well, there's also positions on the board for race directors. What does a race director do?
Well, a race director is the wonderful, selfless person who is up at 4 a.m. setting up your race course, getting your timing clock going, wrangling all the volunteers, bringing all the food, basically, you know, securing permits, ordering the porta potties. They do all of the behind the scenes work behind getting a really amazing running event going. And a race director cannot act alone, though. They have quite a lot of people helping them, down to the volunteer crew, friends and family members who are voluntold to help out with events. There's just a lot of aspects of being a race director. Very necessary, very fun job, though. And race day is when it all comes together with a fabulous event that everybody loves and huge community participation. Couldn't be better.
And I see the race directors running around, doing all the work during the race, and it's really important to get it done. What races do you direct, are you a race director for?
Well, I have directed a virtual race, so I am not a race director per se.
What's a virtual race?
Well, during the pandemic, I was the race director of the Mudfest 10K and 5K. We went virtual style and did not mark the course, just had it all online, and then members could register. It was free registration, and folks would run the course multiple times, and then there were prizes given out, and we had a live Facebook show to award random prizes to participants of the event. And B-Bay Running and Fairhaven Runners, in addition to some other really great community organizations, donated tons of prizes for our event. So even though we weren't actually getting together in person to hold the event, we were still able to hold a really fun virtual race. So yes, I am a virtual race director. Currently, my position on the board is I am the community outreach and social event coordinator.
And what does that mean to all everybody out there at GBRC? What do you do?
Well, that means you're going to see me out and about, and I will probably try and recruit you to come to the track workout or come to the Monday night trail run that we host. Or try to get you involved in GBRC in some other way. I'm very much a pack person, so I'm always happiest when I'm surrounded by lots of people and we're out running and having a good time. But as a community outreach person, I enjoy meeting people and inviting them to get involved and building our wonderful running community.
We were talking about the virtual run just a little while ago, and you said that because of COVID, how has COVID affected runners out there? Do they move away or are more people coming back into running because they needed the community?
Oh, Leo, I can't even tell you the amount of people who are showing up to our events and coming out to the track workouts, coming to the Monday night trail run. I would say the need for our community to be back together, it was huge. I think we all missed each other during the pandemic. And having these events where we can now be in person again, we are just having a huge amount of people showing up for our events. It's been wonderful.
Well, I'm glad that we're all getting together because, as you know, I talk to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's important that we do. You got to know what people are like around you. And if you run, you have a small group of people around you that you get to know each other. And I think that it really has helped me a lot to understand why we run. And that's why I'm doing the show here, Running and Racing, with Leo Shoemaker and friends on KMRE 88.3 FM, also at KMRE.org. And I'll be podcasting the show afterwards. Because I think it's important we all put our shoes on, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. All being together and going out running, it's a really great, great time with the community. And like-minded runners, we have our best ideas and have our best conversations when we're out running. So creative.
And tell jokes.
And tell jokes and make other declarations about things.
Now, what kind of shoes do you wear when you run?
I really like Ultra. I like Zero Drop trail shoes. My favorite is the Olympus model. I also like the Temp. Really good traction and tread for muddy, rocky, rooty trails. And I like max cushioning. There are lots of different opinions out there about the best type of shoe, but I think the best type of shoe is the one that you feel good running in for a long time.
And how did you pick your shoes out? Did you go to a running store and have them fit you, or did you just buy a pair?
I did. I went down to B-Bay Running and had the folks there give me a fitting. Our local running stores are just really supportive of our running community. Everything you need is at B-Bay Running and Fairhaven Runners. I mean, we have just amazing community support from our running stores. And they fixed me up and got me some really great Olympuses. And I've been very happy with my shoes. I keep ordering new models.
Do you really?
Keep upgrading. I get 500 miles on one pair and it's time to order another pair.
Now, that's important, what you just said. It's recommended 500 miles on a pair of shoes or 6 months, depending on how much you run, because you don't want them to break down and then you don't have any cushion. And that's when you get hurt, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got plantar fasciitis in 2020 from wearing a pair of shoes that were way broken down. And I was racing. I was in a trail half marathon. And all of a sudden, mile 8, I felt this terrible zing in my arch of my foot, and I battled plantar fasciitis for about 5 months after that. It was awful, but I can attribute that directly to wearing just terrible shoes. They were way, way broken down.
So always be careful about your equipment. There's a lot of great equipment out there. As a matter of fact, it is winter here in Bellingham, Washington. Might snow real soon. What are some good tips for equipment for cold weather running that you have?
Well, we runners say that there is no bad weather, only bad equipment or bad gear.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, layer up, and pretty much you're probably going to want to unlayer one layer that you put on once you start running. So I usually overlayer, and then I'm sweating halfway through a winter run. So, you know, peeling off layers. I think, you know, gloves are essential. I'm a big fan of wool socks, because if you run through water and get in puddles, your feet don't get cold. They stay warm in wool socks, even if they're soaking wet. And then I like to have something on my head. I need like a buff or a hat. And I'm a very big fan of merino wool for running.
What is merino wool?
Just lightweight wool shirts and wool, lightweight wool underwear, lightweight, you know, jackets and lightweight vests. I like, and also my gloves. I wear wool for all of my running at this point. Some people swear by the Wickaway synthetics, and those are, you know, whatever works for you, but I really like wool. You stay warm and you stay cool. And you can wear it in the summer, you can wear it in the winter.
That's interesting. Now, when I run, I never wear pants. My legs are always warm, but my hands are always freezing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wear the Camelbacks, and the important thing about Camelbacks is you can take stuff off and throw it in the back. And that's important. Like you say, you get hot, you got to throw it off. And I see people sometimes tie it around their waist or hold it. And sometimes it's really hard to do that. Do you wear Camelback?
I do have a running pack for longer runs. Like if I'm going to go out in the woods and go out and do a couple of hours, like training for something, or just going out running in like Galbraith or Lake Patton horse trails or some trail run. Always wear hydration pack, and it's really great to have a place to stash your snacks, stash your layers. And I'll often like to have a stop by the car, the trunk of the car, my personal aid station parked in the parking lot, where I can refill my water, throw layers in there that I don't want to deal with anymore. Mm-hmm. And sometimes mid-run, changing the shirt. Mm-hmm. If your shirt gets really wet and sticky, you might want to get a different shirt on, especially if you're halfway through a really long run. So I like my portable aid station a lot.
That's wonderful. You're listening to KMRE 88.3 FM, Running and Racing with Leo Shoemaker and Friends, and my friend today is Lindsey Joan. Now, you talked about Galbraith and other trails. Tell us about three or four different trails that you like.
We have so many wonderful trails here. We are so lucky here in Bellingham to be, you know, in the proximity of incredible outdoor recreational spaces. Galbraith has an amazing network of trails that's very well known for its mountain biking, but there's a lot of good spaces up there for running. Lake Padden has some great trails around, they call it the horse trails. I haven't actually ever seen a horse up there, but I've, you know, they're rumored to be up there.
Neither have I.
And then for around town running, you can't beat the railroad trail that goes down by Barkley Village and goes up over Alabama Road. And then Lake Stimson Nature Reserve is a great place.
I've never been there.
Yeah. So is Lookout Mountain. Those are down over by Sudden Valley. Those are some great trails to run. Uh-huh. Very steep, though. Nice and steep for you. Lots of mud, too, if you like mud. And, of course, the Mud Fest, the GBRC race in March, has just fabulous trails for enjoying, especially if you like a muddy trail.
Well, Lindsey, we talked about hills, and hills are hard. How do you get through a hill? I mean, there's so much. I look at a hill, and I go, oh, no, but I know it helps me. How do you get past it?
Well, I enjoy power hiking very difficult hills oftentimes, especially out on the trail. You can get pretty good power going up hills, even if you're just kind of aggressively hiking. I find I'm more efficient with my stride and just kind of powering up a hill if I can get into like a hiking position. And I've also started using poles for really steep terrain, such as Church Mountain. That's a really steep trail, like 4,000 feet of elevation gain. I've used poles, and it just really helps take the stress off your legs. And when you're coming downhill, it helps offload the stress on your knees and your lower body, absorbing that shock. So I've discovered poles in the last year or so, and I wasn't wild about them initially, but I really feel like they've been helpful in helping with attacking hills.
Is that running and hiking?
I've used them in both.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, I've used poles. Just started using it in the last year. I had a couple of difficult races. I did the Volcanic 25K down at Mount St. Helens. And I used the poles for stability in the boulder fields. It was a really daunting race and kind of scary out there in the mist and the boulder fields at Mount St. Helens. And it was really nice to have poles to kind of help propel myself up the hill. And then you have additional points of contact. So when you're hopping over boulders or you're going running down a steep trail with a lot of rocks and roots, it's nice to have that extra stability. I'm very afraid of falling down and breaking my face and breaking bones when I'm running. So I'm pretty cautious. Downhill running is not my strongest event.
It is kind of scary. And I've fallen a couple times, and it's funny, you tell yourself, okay, if I fall, I'm going to go this way and soften and let my body go. But you go, wah! you just fall down. And so injuries are really hard to deal with. Now, you had plantar fasciitis. That's usually a long-term injury, but you got past it in 5 months. Did you have orthotics?
I did not. I just stopped running. I cycled and went to the gym.
Runners don't do that, do they?
No, we don't like it.
We don't like to stop.
I don't like to stop. The running just seems like, oh, well, I'm just going to keep running. I mean, I'll just get through it. I'll get through the pain. But when you have a feeling of a knife, you know, stabbing you through the middle of your foot, I mean, it's just very painful. And I quit running for a good 4 months, and then I just biked. I did 1,200 miles of biking that year and went to the gym, and it was just really annoying. I had a rowing machine as well. I use a rowing machine. Boring. I couldn't. It's good exercise, but boy, you really have to entertain yourself.
It does make you strong. rowing machines. I really believe in them, and I've been doing it the Y lately. It makes me feel stronger, but like you say, it's boring, and I have to listen to a book on tape. Do you listen to books on tape or music?
I do not. I don't listen to anything when I run. Conversation is what carries me through runs. So if I don't have someone to run with, I usually run with my husband or I run with a group. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy the conversation and the relationships I build while I'm running. So if I'm running solo, I just enjoy the thoughts in my own head and the sounds of nature and try to enjoy my surroundings and appreciate it.
You were talking about running Mount St. Helens. That's quite a trip down there. Do you do a lot of traveling for running?
I do. I enjoy destination races quite a bit. So it's a really fun opportunity to go on a trip, get out of town for at least a weekend, and go explore a new place where I haven't been. And I have not been to Mount St. Helens since I was a child. So it was really pretty fun to actually be running around on those trails. And the beauty is just, it was just incredible. But you know, going on a little destination trip is a great opportunity to go run on new terrain and go meet new people and check things out.
Oh, when I go on vacation, what do I always do? Look for a race.
Yeah, definitely.
And funny, this last race over in Fairhaven that we put on, there was a lot of Canadians there that come down to do a race for the Greater Bellingham Running Club. That was interesting, wasn't it?
We have a lot of Canadian members for Greater Bellingham Running Club, and they show up and volunteer. They showed up in mass for the turkey trot a couple of years ago. I was emailing people. I was the volunteer coordinator a few years back. We had lots of people from across the border eager to come and help with the race. So we do ask that every club member volunteer for one event a year as part of membership with GBRC, because we need a lot of help to pull off these races. And we had a lot of our members from across the border coming.
Now, we have a lot of merchandise too, don't we?
Oh, we have a lot of merch. Yeah, we sell quite a lot of it at races. And every purchase of merchandise helps support the club. So we definitely appreciate seeing people out there sporting their GBRC wear, supporting their running club, our nonprofit.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that. It's a nonprofit, right?
Yep.
And who do we support out there? There's scholarships, right?
Yeah, we have a lot of community partnerships. We support the YMCA Trailblazers, young adult running group, Girls on the Run, Bellingham Food Bank, and Hagen also contributes money for our scholarship program. So every year we choose 2 to 3 high school seniors who are college bound. They don't necessarily have to commit to running in college, but to receive the scholarship. But we do select a couple of well-deserving student runners for our yearly scholarship.
Do they ever come back to the GBRC and say, your scholarship has helped me move forward in my running or in my education?
Yes, we have heard from a number of our former nominees, and they've written some very touching notes to the club, thanking the club for supporting them. And it's very touching to hear what they've done with their scholarship money and how they've been successful in school. It's very sweet.
Did you have a coach to help you decide what to do, how to do it?
I do have a coach. Our GBRC Wednesday night track coach is Craig Bartlett. He's been coaching us since 1999, and he is the coolest. He's really helped me improve my running in the last 10 years. He gives me helpful tips when I come across the line. He tells me to, drop my shoulders, not move my arms so much across my body. And he's also good at giving me tips about talking less during the track workout.
Now, the thing I like about Coach is he is really patient with us when we do track workouts. And if you want to see a film of this, I posted it on YouTube, on my Leo Shoemaker YouTube, about the coach teaching people how to stretch, teaching people how to do little side exercises. And everybody was happy in that film. Everybody was happy because they could see they were empowering themselves. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you get some tips from a pro, He's just helping us become a better version of ourselves, and we are very appreciative of it. I mean, that's why we've been going year after year to the track workouts. There are people who have been going to track since it started, and these were all folks who befriended me my very first day at track in 2014 when I showed up for the very first time. And everybody's been going for years and years and years. It's kind of the same core group of people.
And what time on Wednesday?
The track workout starts at 6 p.m.
Okay.
We are wrapping up for 2023 this week, but we get there about 5:50 and we start warming up, doing a little bit of jogging to warm up, and then we go through a whole warm-up routine and some strides and leg swings, and then coach tells us what the workout's going to be, and then we all pretend to groan about it because we're very nervous about how hard it's going to be.
A groan.
Oh, yeah. He even sends out the workout to us the day before so we know what we're in for. So very helpful to know how to gauge your effort. But we all do it in pace groups, and it's really fun. And again, it's so fun and so social that an hour went by and you forgot you were running.
Well, Lindsay, you mentioned pace group. What is a pace group to all the listeners out there?
Well, a pace group is when you group up with people who run your similar speed, and you all kind of work together in the workout. You run in groups, and it's nice to know you're not a lone wolf out there trying to run by yourself on the track. You're in a group of other people, and you're running a similar pace, and coach loves it when we run in a pace group. He says, work together, way to work together. So it's great. We get encouragement from the coach, and we encourage each other, too.
And you made a good point. Running by yourself on the track is boring, uninteresting, but we have to do it. But it's better to run with a group, like you said. I was on several teams in Santa Barbara, that team in training, et cetera.
Mm.
And it just really helps to know that someone is looking at you and going, okay, correct this, like you said, correct mm-hmm. that. And it'll help you a lot, because when we run a race, it is so important to have a good time, to have the energy, to have the wind to mm-hmm. do the race. You are listening to Running and Racing with Leo Shoemaker. My special guest is Lindsay Jones from the Greater Bellingham Running Club. She's a board member, a runner, a biker. That's 1,200 miles is a long ways.
Ooh, it's hard.
The one thing I don't like about bikes, the seat is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Always. No matter how soft you try to get it, it doesn't work. It just hurts. So running, does running hurt to you?
It does not. I'm used to it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's an effort for sure. Some days more than others. But when everything is going well, you get into a flow. You know, you feel great. You feel like you can go forever. And that is truly the fun part of running, especially when you're out with friends and talking and having a good time. But biking is much harder. I find biking very hard because mm-hmm. I don't like to sit down, and the bike seat is, you know, uncomfortable. And I just really prefer running. But I appreciate and admire everybody out there who bikes. There's a lot of dedicated bikers around here in this town.
Now, if people wanted to know more about trails, is there a map that we can get?
There is. The running stores in REI have maps of all the Chuckanuts, all the great trails around here. I think City of Bellingham and Whatcom County Parks and Recreation have their own trail maps. You can purchase them at Fairhaven Runners, B-Bay Running, and at REI.
Well, I'm so glad we have all these beautiful trails out here. Like you said, the Alabama Run,
mm-hmm.
the one over by the railroad tracks, when you get to that bridge and you look down over the city, you tell yourself, we live in a great city, and we really are glad to have all these beautiful trails, the Interurban Run trails, and there's more trails being done now, isn't there? Is there more being opened?
Yeah, there's additional trails being built, and yeah, the couple of new ones have just opened up recently. I love that our city, you know, really prioritizes our green spaces and our trails. I think it's really important. We're such an outdoor recreation focused community. I love that our trails are a priority.
With plenty of water and plenty of woods, we're so lucky.
Yeah.
Lindsay Jones has been my guest here on Running and Racing with Leo Shoemaker and friends here every Monday, 5:30 to 6. Telling you all about running and asking you, everybody out there, put your shoes on and go out for a run. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you, Leo. Please join us at gbrc.net. Love to have you.
gbrc.net is an important club here in Bellingham. And I'll see you next week, 5:30 to 6 on KMRE 88.3.